This episode is brought to you in part by the Table Podcast from the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary. I'm Daryl Bach, one of the hosts, and I invite you to join us as we discuss issues of God and culture, which includes anything and everything. Listen on your podcast app or at dts.edu/thetable.
You're listening to episode 47.
And that's a wrap.
Of the In-Between Podcast, where you'll hear simple solutions for living an extraordinary life. My name is Daniel M.
And I'm Christina M.
Well, before we get into today's episode, I wonder if anyone's noticed our new cover image.
Big smiles and double chins.
Yes.
So a little background story about that. Actually, we took that picture in the little corner of our bedroom.
Yes.
Where our treadmill is. And we were trying to be not awkward, but it wasn't, you know, when you take pictures of yourself, it's kind of like, okay. So we asked our kids to come in and they were just doing crazy things to make us laugh.
Yes,
and
exactly.
That's exactly what happened, that they were just being so bizarre
yeah.
that we couldn't help but laugh. And so they really helped us be natural with that.
Yeah. So I feel like we laugh a lot on this podcast.
We do.
And in life as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember there's a ton of people that are always like, oh, Daniel, you're always smiling or you're always laughing. So we're like, you know, we can't necessarily do a serious stoic photo.
Right. But that's not really us.
Yeah. But we felt like we had to get rid of the coffee and the croissant or whatever that was on the old one.
Cinnamon bun,
yeah,
I think.
The cinnamon bun.
Yeah, that was, and we'll talk about it in a later episode. We've learned a lot as we've been doing this podcast for about a year. And those are one of the things where, like, that's sort of the feeling we wanted before, but then I don't think people understood that. Like, are you a cooking podcast?
Yes.
No. I know. So anyway, we wanted to change it just so that people could see who we are and even what we look like.
Definitely. So if you haven't yet left us a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, we would appreciate it. Maybe this is a great chance to do so and let us know what you think about the new cover art. So today, what are we going to talk about, Christina?
We're going to be talking about how we can wrap up our year well.
It's such a natural season, being the end of the year and time in our lives to that everything's kind of coming to a wrap. I don't know about you, but I always have these moments of reflection, these moments where we can just slow down and be like, okay, the year is coming to an end. How can we reflect? What can I learn from this last year? Mm-hmm. What can I do this next year? So the point of this podcast is to give you, to really, I guess it's a bit of a guided listening exercise, to put it that way, where we'll give you a few things to think through to help you wrap this year up well.
All right. So number one thing that we can do is to reevaluate our year.
Okay. So not evaluate, just reevaluate.
Well, I guess if you haven't evaluated yet, now would be a time to do that. I feel like sometimes life has been so busy throughout the year that we sort of tumble into the next year.
You're right.
And then we're kind of, you know, it's almost like literally if you were to feel like you tumbled down a hill and then you get up and you're sort of looking back like, what in the world just happened?
With the birds going around
your exactly. head. And like grass stains all over and your hair all tousled, and then trying to move forward from that, you're like, I don't know what just happened. So I think in even those times that we need to pause, however your year was in 2018, we need to take a moment just to pause and to reflect and say, okay, so how was this year for me? I know there's some friends of ours that even pick a word or a phrase or a Bible verse that they are going to carry on in throughout the year. So if you have done that, now would be a great time to look back and say, okay, did that word or did that phrase, Bible verse, did it mean the same thing that I thought it would mean? Is that something I want to repeat? Or how have I grown? How have I wanted to change things that have happened so I can continue to grow and develop myself?
Yeah. And there are a couple weeks left before the year ends. And there might have been some resolutions or commitments that you had that you're like, oh, you know, I really want to do this in 2018. And maybe you haven't started, or maybe you have a few projects that are left half finished. Well, instead of giving up, think about these last few weeks as maybe a chance to do a few of those things, or maybe at least one of those things. A lot of times we overestimate what we can do in the long run and underestimate what we can do in the short run. So in light of that, what can you do in the next few weeks to wrap things up? You don't need to necessarily finish it out this next year, but what if you just got it started and see how far you were to go before the end of the year finishes?
Okay, Daniel, so we've reevaluated or maybe evaluated for the first time of how 2018 was. Is there anything else that we can do?
Well, in addition to that, we need to take a look at our finances.
Oh, or yay, depending who you are.
Yeah, so
my mom's an accountant, so she'd be like, yeah, do it.
Yeah. So, for example, on Black Friday a few weeks back, we saw this deal that Hulu was having. Mm-hmm. And it was like 99 cents a month for the entire year.
So, like $12. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
So, what we did was we signed up for it, not thinking that we'd cancel Netflix. Mm-hmm. But as we were kind of thinking, okay, how much TV do we actually watch?
Yeah, we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah. And even if we do, there are shows on Amazon Prime and all this stuff. So, we were like, okay, what if we just cancel Netflix? Well, it's $13 a month. Mm-hmm. And just go straight with Hulu and just see how long that goes for.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, it's $12 versus like a little more than $150.
That is not
it's not pennies. That is money that can go into many, many different things. If you're like us, we realize that our kids are going to need braces, and so we're putting it into our orthodontist fund.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
All three of them are going to. So pretty pennies are going into their teeth.
Yeah. So on the one hand, it's okay, what can you cut? What kind of subscriptions, recurring subscriptions, can you cut? What kind of memberships did you not use? I mean, when's the last time you went to a gym?
Mm-hmm. Let me say this for real. I have shared in Insta stories before just my need to exercise because I am a better mom and a better wife and a better friend if I exercise at least 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. So truthfully, y'all, I'm going to say that it is really, really good for you. But there are so many ways to exercise. You can just go outside and enjoy the vitamin D instead of paying, you know, the yearly membership fee. Yeah. Where I see it happen at the gym the whole time. January is the busiest time. February, people are starting to drop off. March, it's like back to normal. So my friends and I kind of joke. We're like, okay, if you're not going to stay here for the long haul, just kind of move along quicker because we want our space back.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely. So consider your memberships, consider your subscriptions, but also I would say, how can you save better this next year? Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see how many people have listened to our Money Hacks episode.
Yes.
If you haven't yet done so, be sure to go back. And I think it shows how most of us feel a need to save better.
Yes.
Or to save more and to cut back expenses.
Better stewards of our money. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So talking about the orthodontist things, and right, and even what I want to do right now is, I know there's probably a couple years left on our minivan. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing a loan or doing full financing then, I want to try to see how much we can save up until that happens. Mm-hmm. So that we can actually be proactive in that way. So there's an app I downloaded. It's called Acorns, and my friend talked to me about it. But I haven't opened it up yet. My commitment is I'm going to.
Oh, before the end of the year?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and there you go.
The thing that really caught my attention about this app is it's an investment app. It teaches you how to invest here and there, but you can connect it with your credit cards and your bank accounts, and it'll actually round up every transaction and put that change into your investment account.
So then you don't feel it
exactly
so much.
Exactly.
It's like 97. So let's say it was like 397 and then they're putting in 3 cents.
Exactly. So I want us to keep on saving every month the way that we're saving on the months where we can save.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also I want us to try doing this and not touch that money. And just put it aside and see what happens.
Idea. Yeah, I like that. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. I'll report back in the new year.
Okay.
And we'll tell everyone
maybe
how it goes.
Like $5 by then.
Exactly.
Woohoo, bringing in the money.
All right, so that's number two. What's number three, Christina?
Gratitude and forgiveness. So gratitude, I think we've talked about a lot in the podcast, but I think this is a great time to be able to take that extra step in extending a genuine, heartfelt thank you to the people who got you through this year. For example, I know we always get tons and tons of Christmas cards, and I love them. Thank you so much, guys, for sending them and for showing us how your family has grown. I will say, truthfully, is I love when there's like a little newsletter or even a handwritten, I know some people are sending out hundreds, but like a little handwritten note and being like, thank you so much for, and being very specific in one thing. And that's really, really meant a lot to me. So I know that, you know, some people are really like you, for example, Daniel, you love your words of affirmation and receiving that. So this is something that could really brighten somebody's day, maybe even brighten somebody's year by just telling them, thank you so much for being there and being specific about what you're thankful for.
The wait is over. Find out what happens in the thrilling conclusion of the 12th Dead Sea Squirrels book, Babylon Breakout. Hi, I'm Mike Naraki, co-creator of VeggieTales, voice of Larry the Cucumber, and author of The Dead Sea Squirrels. Get ready for more daring rescues and hilarious jokes as Merle and Pearl and their animal friends embark on a ridiculous mission to bust the kidnapped Gomez family out of Babylon, a Bible-themed amusement park with talking animals. Young readers will love the nutty misadventures of 10-year-old Michael and his friends, and will learn all about biblical life lessons such as forgiveness and friendship. Read all 12 Dead Sea Squirrels books. Available wherever books are sold.
And I would say, especially on this note, it's one of those points, extending gratitude. We'll talk about forgiveness next, but extending gratitude is one of those concepts that, yeah, I think most of us would agree that it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But it's one of those ideas that seem to live in the never land of tomorrow. It's one of those things that are like, oh yeah, I should. And then you get on with life.
Right.
So I would say, if you can right now, or if you can put it in your calendar and say, you know, give yourself 20 minutes or 30 minutes to write a few cards.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one, maybe it's two. And maybe you're like, oh, I don't know about cards. I don't have cards. I need to go out and buy cards. If that's you, then don't write cards.
Yeah.
Text them.
Exactly.
Email them. Because exactly. Every excuse
Send
that you have.
Send a video message.
Yes. Every excuse that you have that you're like, oh, I need to get this first before I can do that. You're just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have cards lying around, then use them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to print some stuff out, and I mean, there's a ton of different printables online, free cards. You don't have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Just print it. And if you don't have printer paper or ink, just shoot a text message or email.
Exactly. Make it as easy as possible.
And I'm sure even as we're talking right now, one or two people have probably popped up into your head. So I'd encourage you by the end of the podcast just to quickly shoot them a text message and just tell them how grateful you are for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, along with gratitude, why did we stick forgiveness onto there as well?
Oh man, forgiveness, well, not extending forgiveness is actually one of those things that holds us back.
Oh, yes.
We think it's oh no, how can I forgive them? And honestly, most of the time, they might not even realize what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
They might have even actually moved on. And you not extending forgiveness is actually holding yourself in bondage and in
bitterness,
yes. And in chains. And so when you think about it in that way, who do you need to extend forgiveness to?
Mm-hmm. And maybe you're looking back and you're like, well, I don't have anybody to forgive. But maybe you need to look in the mirror and learn to forgive yourself.
Oh, that's so true.
To forgive yourself for making some quote unquote poor choices this year.
Yeah.
For allowing boundaries to be crossed in ways that you didn't want to, or in there's so many ways that I think we really look at ourselves and say, you made a mistake.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, so you made a mistake. But now it's time to learn and to pick yourself back up and to accept God's grace and forgiveness and to move on now.
So good. So to end your year well, number one, we have to reevaluate. Number two, we need to take a look at our finances. Number three, extend gratitude and forgiveness to others. And number four, Christina?
Well, let's ask ourselves, do we have a plan to develop ourselves next year?
Yeah, leaders are learners.
Mm-hmm,
and maybe you don't see yourself as a leader, but if you have children, you are a leader.
If you are in a work environment, you are a leader.
If
it doesn't matter if you're a boss.
Exactly.
Or not.
Exactly.
You are still a leader.
And if you have siblings, I don't think anyone is not a leader. Double negative. I don't know if that made sense or not. Basically, we're just trying to say that you need to learn.
Mm-hmm. And right? Keep learning.
When you think about the number of hours that you spend playing video games or watching TV.
Or dwelling on the past.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And sometimes even when you're in the bathroom, let's say, you're checking Facebook when in fact you can be reading something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're driving back and forth from work or on a vacation and you're just listening to music. Why not redeem that time? Why not use that time to learn? When you think about it and you think about the number of hours you spend in your car or on the treadmill or just, you know, going grocery shopping, how many books do you think you can listen to? How many podcasts do you think you can listen to in and through all those moments? I mean, even when you think about it, it's like, hey, what if every day for 10 to 15 minutes you sat down and read?
Yep.
It wasn't like you don't need an hour to read, right? But what if you just saved a few moments and you're like, okay, before I go to bed, I'm going to read 10 minutes. Or in the middle of the day during lunch, I'm going to read 10 minutes. If you plan out your days in that way, you're going to be amazed at how much you can learn in a year.
Yes. And I remember listening to another interview where the lady is reading, I don't know, like 100 books maybe a year. And people were asking her, like, how do you do that? She said, well, a great way to start is think about a book is 250 pages, let's say, average book. If you read 10 pages a day or night, which I think is pretty good, probably a chapter, then in a month, you've read a book right there.
That's
you've
crazy.
Read, in a year, you've read 12 books.
Wow.
So think about it. If you want to up it up to 20 pages a day, there you go. You've read 24 books in a year.
I love it when you break it down like that, because I think a lot of people are afraid to read because it's like, oh, but I need like 3 hours to sit down and do it.
Exactly. And if you're not done, it's one of those extra things that you have to, that nag at you like, oh, keep reading. You can do it.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to audibletrial.com/inbetween, the name of our podcast, In Between. And when you go there, you can sign up for a 30-day trial membership. And when you do so, you get a free audiobook. So during Christmas, over the next couple of weeks, you can listen to any audiobook you want for free. It's completely up to you whether you want to keep the membership or not. But just for signing up for a trial membership, you get a free audiobook.
So it's a win-win, right?
It is. It is. No excuses. And it's a way to end your year well and start your next one well, learning.
Awesome. All right, Daniel, our last one. What is a tip to end our year well?
It's to plan ahead. To end your year well, one of the best things to do is to just get a head start on the next one.
Exactly. And so even I remember laughing about this on a radio show where the host was talking about the best way to be successful in a diet and losing weight in the new year is to actually start right now.
But I want to eat all the Christmas food.
Exactly. Yes. And we talked about that last week with Michelle, how she was actually like planning out the meals in from now, like let's say from Christmas to New Year's or the 20th to New Year's, like plan where you're going to exercise, plan the times you're going to allow yourself to enjoy multiple desserts or whatnot, but don't let it last for weeks and weeks and weeks and then end up on January 1st and be like, oh, I can't fit into any of my clothes. Now it's time to start my diet, because as you know, lots of people say that it takes at least 3 weeks to build a habit. So if you can start now, by January 1st, you've already are really on the way to creating healthy habits for yourself.
And I know sometimes you're like, oh no, I'll do a diet, but I'm going to binge out on this meal and then go on a diet tomorrow. Or go to the gym
your
tomorrow.
Final meal.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, I've thought that. I think the problem with that is that the next morning you don't want to work out because you feel so gross.
Exactly.
Yeah. So even if you think about, okay, for the rest of this year, for the start of the new year, hey, man, I love eating, right? I am all for eating and eating really well. but what would it look like to eat in moderation?
Mm-hmm. And Michelle was talking about last week too, how can we eat to bless our bodies?
That's a really good perspective.
Uh-huh, exactly. And I remember another friend telling us, like, you know, don't throw away the chips because it's wasting. And another friend said, well, actually, if you eat them, they're going to waste in your body. They're junk food for your body. And they're like, oh, yeah. That's true.
But it's so good.
I know. And you know what? That's great. Then maybe once a week, allow yourself to have the chips.
Yeah.
And allow yourself to whatever. But don't use the excuse of, quote unquote, wasting food or whatever excuse you want to put in there to choose things that will not bless your body.
Mm, that's so good. All right. So how are you going to end your year well? Right? Are you going to reevaluate? Are you going to take a look at your finances? Are you going to think about gratitude and forgiveness and who to extend it to? Are you going to have a plan to develop yourself this next year? And are you going to plan ahead?
Well, and to help you to plan ahead and to even reevaluate or evaluate for the first time 2018, we have a free printable that we will include in the show notes for y'all. It's inbetween.org/episode47.
Mm-hmm. And if you've missed any of our previous printables, if you go to inbetween.org, we actually have a tab up top, a menu bar where you can download all the previous ones in one single place.
And these are all gifts to you. They are completely free. So use them to make your life just a little bit easier.
Yeah. So for the rest of the year, we're actually going to be traveling. We're going to be in Vancouver over the next couple of weeks. So what we have planned to do is actually release these mini episodes for the rest of the year, all the way up till January 7.
So they are going to be a list of our favorite things.
Yeah. So life hacks, podcasts, books, a ton of different things. They'll be quick, easy to listen to episodes on the way to go. So we'd love for you to share it. We'd love for you to tell us what you think about them. And if there are any other ideas that you have for the show, we'd love for you to connect with us at In Between Show. All right. We'll catch you guys next week.